And see, that's what verse 7 is talking about. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts. And literally, it says your hearts. And we always know that the Bible refers to hearts. It's talking about most of the time your spiritual heart, 99% of the time. But according to Dr. Avery, that peace is good for your heart, for your ticker. It reduces stress. You settle in that peace. Your stress goes down. Your cholesterol goes down. Your blood pressure goes down. You get healthy. I mean, it's another video or whatever it was I heard or read or something other that says that most of today's modern ailments that are killing people, you can healthy it away. I mean, cancer is completely curable by diet, exercise, and proper thoughts and laughter. Honestly, the Bible didn't say laughter does good like a medicine. As a cliche, that's a scientific proven fact. You can laugh yourself healthy. Of course, you go along with other healthy things like exercise and some eating right. But yes, you can laugh yourself healthy. So the peace of God shall keep your hearts and your minds. And so it's keeping two things. That peace does good for your physical heart, does good for your spiritual heart, and does good for your mind. That peace keeps the stress away, so therefore your mind is healthy now. Your thought process is healthy because you have that peace. And so if we obey the word in verse 8, that just goes further into our mind, our thought process being healthy, being in line with the word. Finally, brother, whatsoever is true, honest, and just, whatsoever is pure and lovely, whatsoever is a good report, that's what you think about. Things of virtue. That's what you think. Things of praise. That's what you think about. Forget the stress and the strain and my day was bad and that person said something wrong to me and I wish I had $400. I mean, you forget that. You think about things of the word. You think about what thus says the Lord. And I wish I had the time to go into depth on a long list of what thus says the Lord that is good to us, is good for us. That's what we spend our time to do. And that's part of the pressing, is finding out these things that's good for us. So, So we're going to keep talking about here for a minute, just a little bit more about, you got to get to where it says, be careful for nothing. It also says, cast your cares. So we, to put it just very commonly, we got to learn how to, I don't care. I heard Kenneth Copeland say one time, and it made me see, I don't care in a different light, in a different level. Because I've been reaching at that, and I do all right at it. At one point, I was like, yeah, I got it. I don't care about this. And I find myself thinking about something. I was like, ooh, I do kind of care about that a little bit. You know, all right, Lord, you're going to tell me with that. But he said, it's been many, many, many years ago. And he said, Lord, he was calling himself. He was thinking about whatever, and he was in the mirror. But anyway, he said, he got to the point where he's like, Lord, you know what? I'm going to let that care go. He was worried about getting old and losing his hair. And he said, Lord, I cast that care on you. If you want a bald-headed preacher till that's 90 years old, that's what you want, that's what you have. I don't care about that anymore. I was like, oh, you're really taking it all the way out there. That's really not caring about something like this. And I mean, that just said something to me, because we always think about, I don't care. You think about, well, I don't care what she say about me. Or, Lord, I cast that care of this bill or this problem on you. But that's a whole nother page. That's a whole nother thing. And then Lord's so merciful, and Lord's so gracious and loving so much, he told him what to do about that. He said, now, Ken, that you have cast that care to me, let me tell you what to do. You speak to your head. And he went on through the thing, and now he's 84, 5, Mama, you remember what it is? 80-something years old, and head just as full and black as it wants to be. Hair looks like he's still 30. But that's just listening to the instruction of God, because he yielded to what the word of God says. So we got to get to some extreme levels of I don't care, according to the word of God. Oh, yeah. So this is a big one here, and it seems to be pretty prevalent for this congregation throughout our mornings and mornings of Sunday services and actually Wednesday services in general. And it can be prevalent for each individual and if it's at the house as well, because I've been down this road myself and still see this road. But we got to get some eye on care. Because the word tells us in Psalm 149, praise the Lord. Praise him with the tambourine and dance. 98 tells us to make a joyful noise, a loud noise. Psalm 100 says, come before him with singing. I actually looked up several psalms, but y'all know it's in there. If there is on all three psalms, make a loud noise, make a joyful noise, make some singing noise, make some shouting noise, make a dancing noise, make some instrument noise. But we get in church and we looking at this dude beside us, and we don't want to move too much because they looking at me. Or you got to get to where you don't care about that. Or I'm kind of tired. I just don't feel like moving right now. We got to get where we don't care about how we feel. And I said that morning, that Sunday morning, we had that fire and that guy, one of our firefighters, he was spraying water and the propane tank lit up. And everybody was scrambling, trying, hoping it didn't blow up. And if it blew up, we would not want to get hurt. And the one guy, he was kind of oblivious to what's going on. He's just spraying water. He's kind of just, and everybody was screaming, hey, 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 hey. And once he realized what's going on, one guy was trying to tell him to put water on the tank and not where he was putting it to help make sure that we don't explode and get killed. And he thought the guy said, get out of there. Now, we were tired. Now, he had been fighting for a long time, just like all of us had. We were all very tired. But when he thought his life was in danger, he didn't care about what he felt like. He didn't care how he was looking, because we were standing over there laughing at him. Because he dropped that hose, gone. We were like, no, don't run. You got the protection you need in your hand. Put it on the fire over there. But he thought we said go. He didn't care about nothing but my feet got to get me from this place to a safe place. To a good place. To a place that's better than this place right here. We got to forget how we feel, what we look like. And we got to move our feet and our hands and our voices that'll move us to that better place. A place away from where we are. We might even actually be in a good place. That's fine, but I guarantee you there is better. And if you will press, you will get to that better place. So we got to forget about what we feel like. Forget about, oh, I'm so sleepy. Forget about, I worked 12 hours just a while ago. We got to forget about these things. I've been doing this, I had to figure out that I got to figure out how to schedule work around my time with the Lord. And Kim Copeland always said, if you got a long day, then get up earlier. And I remember at one point I was like, Lord, there ain't no much earlier. But I had to figure it out. And that's what he said. He says, hey, if you think you got to work 13 hours, then you make it 14, hour number 14, or first hour of 14. You got to get the time in. You got to get the time in. I'm trying to remind you of what's good, the good part. Motivate you, the good part. And we get all motivated when we hear a good sermon and message. And then when we get out the door, we might even be listening to a message at home. But when we're not, our ears aren't on that anymore, and our mind gets to turning, and we get to remembering the things we have to do, we soon forget the good part. And now we sitting there thinking, Lord, I thank you for the good part. But we forgot the trip, the road in between where we at now and the good part. So I want to remind you that forgetting about yourself. I mean, and let's just get on down to it. You get to where you ain't self-centered. You got to get your self-centered level. Everybody has some point, some level of self-concern, and that's part of being a human. But you got to take this word and get your level of self-concern down, 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 down to where I don't care about me. And I know that don't sound right, and I don't mean it how it sounds, but y'all know what I mean. I don't care about me. I care about what thus says the Lord. He takes care of me. He takes care of me.